From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea's news agency said they ground-tested a new high-thrust rocket engine today. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the test was successful, and he emphasized that the world will see more like this soon. The test consisted of firing the rocket engine while it was held on the place in the ground, not powering a missile. The ignition took place near the northern border with China. A man who attacked soldiers at Orly Airport in Paris carried a gasoline can, and according to testimony of soldiers who witnessed the attack, the assailant put his air gun to the head of a woman soldier and shouted to other soldiers, "Put down your guns, put your hands on your head, I am here to die for Allah. In any case, there will be deaths."
On sait très bien que ça correspond à des mots d'ordre qui sont largement diffusés dans le cadre des organisations terroristes djihadistes.
Paris prosecutor François Molins said it was a terrorist attack by all indications. The attacker, whom Molins identified, was shot and killed by the other soldiers. Molins said three other people were being held in police custody. He also said that the choice of target and the evidence that he had been radicalized justified the launching of a terrorism investigation. Buses have begun transporting Syrian rebels and their families from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. Nearly 1,500 people have been evacuated so far. The governor said that 423 rebel fighters also have left the district. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. This is VOA News. Malaysia is sending troops to Somalia, part of a humanitarian mission to avert famine and save the lives of thousands of people who are at risk. Somalia's parliament has asked nations in the region to work together to help the country secure humanitarian aid access to reach the 6.2 million people affected by the current drought. President Trump working at his vacation home in the state of Florida this weekend, where he spoke by telephone with the Brazilian leader. Many Brazilians had gone on record favoring the U.S. Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton over Mr. Trump during last year's election. Mr. Trump's win has raised concerns in many Latin American countries due to his views on immigration and his promise to expel illegal U.S. residents and build a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Chinese President Xi Jinping said today they are looking forward to a new era of cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Xi said when he talked to President Trump last month, the two leaders agreed they need to make joint efforts to advance China-U.S. cooperation. The British Prime Minister has accused the Scottish National Party of using Brexit as a pretext to engineer a second independence referendum, calling the party divisive and its obsessive nationalism. Theresa May made the remarks at a Conservative Party spring forum in Cardiff, where she said a second Scottish referendum would be bad for everyone.
The SNP argue that we should break up the UK because we are leaving the EU. But 3 years ago, they campaigned for a result that would have taken Scotland out of the EU altogether. They're happy to see power rest in Brussels, but if those powers come back to London, they want them given to Edinburgh so they can try and give them back to Brussels.
UK as a whole decided in June referendum to leave the EU. The Scots voted against it. One of the kings of American rock and roll, Chuck Berry, has died. He was 90 years old. The legendary African-American musician, a native of St. Louis, Missouri, gave his first performance in high school. Since then, he pioneered a musical form that has become synonymous with American music. Berry's final original album, titled Chuck, is expected to be released later this year. You can find more on Berry's death, plus the rest of the hour's news at our website. We're at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.